Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Praise the Lord to such a beautiful day, a day of joy, thanksgiving, reflection, as we celebrate and honor the mothers in our lives. We want to bless the Lord for all of the goodness of God in the lives of our mothers, mothers in our lives, and all mothers, especially all the godly mothers all over the world, and as here, especially in the United States, today being Mother's Day, we celebrate all of our mothers and the goodness of the Lord in their lives. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity today to gather together for fellowship. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. We thank you for all the mothers in our lives and how precious they have been. The one who loved us, even before we were born, carried us for many months in their womb, and have cared for us every day of our lives and would give their life in an instant. We thank you, Lord, for having such a blessing in our lives, to be blessed with mothers. And today we want to pray for all mothers. Mothers who are being celebrated today, mothers who are being remembered. We pray for those who are remembering their mothers who may have lost their mothers. We pray for mothers who may have lost somebody. It's the most difficult thing in the world that you cannot even imagine is for a mother to have to lose a child. And we pray for such today. We pray for strength to all the women, to those who have labored. They are mothers, they are wives, they have a job, they have a career. Sometimes they are even in the ministry. In so many facets of life, many dimensional at the same time. And we just want to celebrate the goodness of the Lord in their lives. We pray for grace and for strength. And for any mother that is separated, detached from their child today, I pray for healing when there is emotional, wherever there is emotional separation or hurt. I pray for those mothers who have done so much for their child. I pray, Lord, we know how the hearts of the women are, a blessing that they just want to pour out to their child, the blessing of the womb, the blessing of the breast, the blessing from their hearts. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you for all the women that are on this platform. We love and celebrate every one of them today. We know, Lord, they're so, so special to us in our lives. And even for our spiritual mothers that may not be a biological mother, but the women that have been a source of influence and encouragement in our lives. Some of us have had people like that in our lives. And we just want to love and celebrate them today and every day, really. But on this special day, set aside, acknowledge the mothers. The mothers you actually have, I think, 365 days of the year. Because they are selfless, give of themselves every single day. So Lord, we thank you and we bless the Lord on behalf of all the women, and even those who are expectant mothers, mothers to be, mothers in waiting, newly wedded, all women everywhere, that are mothers and will be mothers, we celebrate them today. The goodness of God, we thank you. Our lives are more stable and blessed today because of these women. These women who are multipliers, have multiplied our lives and brought so much goodness and joy. The Lord giving us children through them. We thank you. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. And for everyone, every mother today that may not be in a place of celebration for whatever reason, maybe be physical illness, emotional distress, physical separation or what have you, any mother today that does not feel celebrated, we pray for them that they will know that they are loved. I pray for children everywhere. Let them rise up and bless their mothers today. So it is written. Children, her children shall rise up and bless her. Thank you, Jesus. And for all those that bless their mothers today, we thank you. For it is so commanded, honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with you. The first commandment with promise. And so as the whosoever may be celebrating their mothers today, let such celebrations be with joy. Let there be forgiveness and healing wherever there might have been any hurt. Let today be about the love, the joy, the celebration, the embracing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let God's glory, you know, be a crown over everyone's heads today, both the women who are the mothers and their children, both the women who are mothers in waiting, and Lord, every family, let there be joy and celebration as they honor the mothers in their lives, in congregations as well. They honor the wonderful women who have always been the rock and just the balancing, and they would just want to honor them and pray for them today. Honor the women. We pray that women will receive strength. So sometimes our women feel so overwhelmed. It's all the stuff they have to do. Caring for the home. Caring for their children. Caring for their husbands. Sometimes they are in career. They are in business, ministry. They are in so many things that they have to deal with. The grace of Almighty God. Strengthen all our women. We know that the joy will never depart from them. We pray for women that are waiting to see their children get married. We pray for women that are waiting to see their married children have children. We pray for women that are waiting to hear today from some child. And as they wait, we pray that they will know and feel that they are loved today. And let the children remember everywhere, honor their mothers and the fathers and husbands as well. Let them remember today, honor their wives, the mothers of their children, their own mothers as well. And we just celebrate the goodness of God. Now I pray for grace, multiplied grace over all the women that are of this platform and all the women that we're connected with in ministry, in our churches, in our communities. I pray especially for this platform, all the wonderful women that are on this platform who are mothers, who have cared for their children, even before they were born. That cannot be said of even fathers. Women, marvelous and amazing. We thank God for their grace and we pray for them that they will see the fruit of their labor, you know, in the lives of their children, and they will be gladdened. Their hearts will be gladdened, not only today, but every day. Let the children remember to honor their parents, their mothers, every day, today especially, and every day. And we thank God that these mothers will be good examples to their children to follow after, especially their daughters. As it is written, that the older women be an example to the younger. Teach them to be chaste, to love their husbands, and do all of the right things as commanded in the scriptures. We thank you. For women today that are carrying burdens that feel too heavy, sometimes they're caring for their ailing husbands, they're worrying over their children, sleepless nights over a child that has some issue, or issues in the family or whatever. Women are often burdened with these things. I pray, Lord, for grace. The Lord, the burden, Holy Spirit, that burden lifter, let that grace and anointing come upon the women today. The joy of today as they are being celebrated, let it lift those burdens. Let there be renewed faith, renewed strength, renewed grace in the hearts of the women today. Hallelujah. Let them remember the promises of the Lord over their children. It is written in the word of God. As the Lord said, I will contend with him that contendeth with you, and I will save your children. Hallelujah. Let them remember that and let them cast those burdens over unto you, Lord, to know that you have promised that you will save their children. As arrows are also in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. They'll be strong. They'll speak with the enemies in the gate. Let the women, let the mothers remember these promises. Let them be able to declare these promises over their children. The seed of the righteous shall be blessed. Hallelujah. Children are the heritage of the Lord. Let the mothers remember these things. And instead of the burdens and the hurt that's in their heart, sometimes when they don't see, you know, what they would like to see in their children, may they receive grace and encouragement from the scriptures to know that the word of the Lord will never fail. Hallelujah. I and the children that God has given me are for signs and wonders. May that be, you know, the song that is in the heart of the mothers for their children, and to know that God is able to back that up. Hallelujah. And everything that brings a burden and hurt to the minds of these mothers, may the Holy Spirit grant them the grace to cast it upon the Lord. Hallelujah. May they see joy and gladness over their children. See their children getting married. See their children having children. See their children doing well, graduating, moving on in life. Mothers carry all these burdens in their prayers. Father, we pray that this year and going forward, they begin to see and realize their prayers over their children. Let their heart be settled. Hallelujah. That God has done it. Praise the Lord. And so we bless all the women and the mothers in waiting and in this, on this platform and across this great country, and around the world today, as many as love the name of the Lord, and all the families, may they rejoice and celebrate their mothers, their own mothers, and the mothers in their lives. We thank you for our children, who are also mothers. Hallelujah. What a blessing to see children's children. We thank you, Lord, for those who have three or even four generations. They have seen children. They've seen their children's children. And in some cases, their children's children's children. Ah, what a blessing. And we thank God for mothers who are the reason for such blessings. Praise God. Blessing is what will be named in our generations. Generational blessings. There shall be no such thing as a curse. Hallelujah. For Christ was made a curse for us. And he hung upon the tree. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs upon the tree. That curse was placed upon him. Now, blessing flows for all of our generations. May the women recognize and realize this. Hallelujah. And pronounce those blessings daily upon their children and their offsprings after them. And for every word of blessing that comes out of the mouth of these wonderful women and every kind act, they get up early in the morning, take care of their families. They stay up late at night still worrying and taking care of their families. They call, they do everything. They are always there going extra mile every time. To them, it's not an extra mile. That's just what they do. We pray, Lord, that the strength and grace of God continue to be with these women. They love their husbands. They love their children equally. They're just there for them all the time. Have always been, will always be. God's blessings be upon the children. Hallelujah. I mean, the mothers and their children too after them. Praise the Lord. I pray, Lord, that every woman will feel celebrated and loved today. Every mother, especially. Praise the Lord. And heaven celebrates mothers as well. Today, we bring the joy of heaven. Hallelujah. The Lord chose a woman to come through. To bring us salvation. And blessed be the women that love the Lord. And blessed be the women who have raised their children after the godly sort. And blessed be the women that honor and respect their own husbands. Blessed be the house of faith where there is a woman of faith. That is the rock behind our family. Praise the Lord. Today, Lord, let our hearts be filled with joy as we celebrate our mothers. And let the hearts of the mothers also be filled with joy. Even on here today, to celebrate on this platform, celebrate in our local assemblies, celebrate in our families, in our homes. Celebrate and celebrate and celebrate. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I bless every mother that is here, every grandmother as well, mothers in waiting, mothers to be, and even mothers by proxy. Bless everyone that's played that role, even spiritual mothers in our lives. Bless them all today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory as we say Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. And may their prayers over their children, may those prayers be heard. I'm blessed, Lord of the Lord. Bless their prayers, Lord, with answers according to your will. We know those prayers are stored in the golden vials. Let the mothers be confident of that thing. In the name of Jesus, we give you, Lord, praise and glory. on today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I celebrate my wife today, the mother of my children. I want to be the first to shout her out today, you know, and just say, I love you, honey, because, you know, many years ago, I was a nobody almost, you know, I was nobody, you know, and she came into my life. And, you know, all these blessings that I have now, you know, because of the Lord and my wife, that's always been there. Praise God. Been there through all the years that we were raising those children, being the balance, you know. And sometimes men get to be a little bit somehow, but, you know, the woman, just the balance. I want to celebrate my wife today, all the years that she supported me, you know. We had nothing to begin with. I mean, most stories are like that. We start out nothing, you know. I wasn't even quite a graduate, you know, when I married my wife. I had 1 year to go. But she saw something good in me, and she stayed right there with me. She wasn't looking for a ready-made man. But anyway, I was ready-made in heaven anyway. I just hadn't appeared. But she stayed right there and, you know, helped me raise wonderful, amazing children. Brought balance, loved those children. I mean, night and day, get up and do all kinds of things, pray over those children, cook for them. Even till this day, even though those children are married and their own homes and have their own children, my wife will still cook for them, carry the food to them on Sundays or whenever. Oh my God, you know, and if they do, are doing anything, you know, anything at all, she can spend 2 days, sleepless nights, cooking or something, whatever it is that the children are doing. And she just said, "What? Well, you got to take a break?" No. And everything, laboring in prayers, laboring over these children, always, even the grandchildren, always speaking into their ears, speaking life, speaking wisdom, speaking advice, and so on and so forth. So I celebrate you today. I want you to know that you are greatly loved. You know, who's a mother? A mother, someone that has loved you even before you were born. You know, these women, they love their children even before the children are born. The moment they feel something in that womb, my goodness. You know, they just love the child. They haven't seen the child yet. They love. And I thank God for the faith, the stability, and the balance that my wife has brought in our family. You know, and just believe God. Spoken many things, you know, over these children constantly. Always believing. We're believing for them to get married. There's no wife, there's no husband. She's preparing. Preparing all these things. And God has always honored her faith. I want you to know, honey, today, we love you. Your children love you. Some of them already got up this morning and sent you messages and called and different things. Celebrate it. Hallelujah. And what a blessing. If I had to do it all over again, I would do it the same way all over again. Praise God. You know, a woman that loves the Lord, she shall be praised. You talk about beauty, is vain and favor. Well, my wife has beauty. She has favor. And then she loves the Lord. So triple blessing. Praise the Lord. She loves the Lord. Beautiful in and out. You know. And she shall be praised. And she is praised. And you are praised today. So I'm giving my shout out to my wife and everybody that has a mother. Your mom may be on this platform or not. You may be a mother yourself. We want you to feel celebrated today and celebrate your moms too. I just wanted to dedicate this day. You know, I remember many, many years in my earlier consulting life, and I had to travel and leave the kids alone week after week after week after week with my their mother, my wife. You know, and I was gone every week, come back on Friday, traveled all over this country, out again on Sunday night or Monday morning, and then come back again. At 14 years, she had to put up with all of that, put up with the kids. And when the kids were becoming teenagers, my goodness, right? You know, those of you who have tried to raise teenagers, you know what I'm talking about, you know. And I remember when she would say, well, we need to install cameras in this house because, you know, when I come home, the children are just so docile and everything. As soon as I leave, they're all over the place. I said, you need to come and see these, your children. And I said, but, you know, they're so well behaved when I'm home. So, well, that's because you're home. You know, and she had to put up with all of that. And she even had to, you know, well, when it was getting, you know, to the point where it became dangerous to leave little children by themselves, she quit her job. They were not so little, but just quit her job, be in the house with them. And she sacrificed so much over these years and raised and loved those children. And after a while, after, you know, 1999, well, even before 1999, you know, my mom died, you know, it was a time for a long time. My wife, I played the role, being my own mom too. You know, always doing the things. And, you know, when I was, there's a picture of my wife that I had when I was in college. I used to put it over, you know, my study area. Every one of us had a little desk and so forth. I put that picture there, and I had that picture for a long time. You know, that picture just, you know, she kind of looked like my mom in that picture. And I love it so much. And you know, so there's some people have told me, you know, when back in the early days, she looked like my mom. She always reminded me of my own mother, who was so kind and everything. But she's been gone now for a long time. It's 1999. Well, my wife's the only mother I've known. Not only the mother to my kids, but my own mother as well. Always looking out for my good. And you talk about in the ministry, my goodness. I mean, this year, by the grace of God, will be 49 years that we've been married. But my wife and I have been doing ministry together for 51 years. You know, I mean, I've been in the ministry for 50 years. That was last year I was celebrating. But, you know, I think ever since I've known her, you know, we've been doing it together. Praise the Lord. So supporting, and that's the role she plays. And sometimes she had to take care of the kids so I can focus on certain things. And that's a marvelous role that she has played. I want to just celebrate you today, honey, and celebrate you. And I know your children love you and celebrate you. I want you to feel celebrated and loved. And I want all the other women in this, and mothers, on this platform to know and feel celebrated and loved. You can hear it when they talk about their children in this room. You can hear it so passionate when they talk about their children. You just hear that love, the mother's love, nothing like it. And thank God for mothers. You can have many siblings, friends, can only ever have one mother. And that's it. Never have another mother. Praise the Lord. So everybody ought to take time to celebrate their mothers, especially on a day such as this. So blessings to my wife, the mother of my children, and blessings to everyone that's a mother on this space. The Lord causes his face to shine upon you always. The Lord strengthen your hands. And sometimes the heart of women are heavy over their children. They worry over things that they shouldn't worry about at times. But they just worry. That's the way these women are wired. Worry about it. God will take care of it. And I want to let you know that God will take care of these children. Praise the Lord. God who gave them to you is greater than all. And no one can pluck them out of his hands. Nothing can pluck them out of his hands. He will contend with anything that tried to contend with you or your children. The Lord will save your children. That's the promises that he has given you. So worry not and cry not over these your children. And let those tears of faith that you have shed over these children day after day, night after night, and not only for my wife today, but for all the women here. Carry those children. You cried over them, cried for them, believed for them. Let those tears of faith bring forth harvesting of joy as you see the release of these, the goodness of the Lord over those prayers, the lives of those your children. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day, honey. I love you. And happy Mother's Day to all the women on this platform who are mothers. We love you all. And even the mothers in waiting, we love you all. Praise the Lord.